The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. And today I want to just share a few thoughts based on the story of Jesus going to the home of Jairus and raising his daughter from the dead. You can read that in the Gospels, but I'm looking at Mark's Gospel. And we're looking at Mark and chapter 5 and verse 37. What we read is that the Bible says he did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James and John, the brother of James. I'm sure the crowd would have loved to have come along, but Jesus knew this was not an appropriate time for a crowd. And this is added to that when they come to the home of Jairus, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and went in where the child was. I just want to think a little bit with you today about ministry, the appropriateness of how we handle ministry. When it's quiet and confined, even just a handful of people. And we know there were times when Jesus was in the midst of great crowds. And we've got to discern. There are times to pray for people when others can be around, unbelievers as well as believers. But sometimes we need that wisdom that is going to, as it were, close the door and say, "You can be part of this, but others, you need to be outside waiting." Why was Jesus doing that? Well, I think in one way, there was just a very simple thing. Jesus didn't want, in the presence of the girl who was dead, just loads of people. There was a dignity to be observed. The girl would soon be raised from death, but nevertheless, she didn't need a house full of people just staring at her. This was much better to handle in a close and intimate family way. The other thing that we notice is that Jesus takes into Jairus' house Peter, James and John. And again, it's not to be interpreted as a slight upon the other nine, but rather that this is an intimate occasion. This is an occasion where Jesus is going to use the ministry to the girl as an example and as a kind of a lesson for these disciples to pick up and learn. One is so conscious of how later in Scripture we read of Peter being taken to the house of a lady called Dorcas. We don't know how old she was, but she was considerably older than Jairus's daughter. But nevertheless, I believe that when Peter's faced with this situation, the fact that he has been with Jesus in another situation of someone who has died would have been an enormous strength. I'm sure he drew upon that quite considerably. Now, the others, as I said, were kept outside, and Jesus is going to minister to the little girl, and she will be raised up. And I think that we just need sometimes to, again, choose carefully who we take with us into situations. There may be some people that you take because it can be part of their discipleship, part of their learning. But I believe that Jesus was looking for an atmosphere of faith, of anticipation of what he could and what eventually he would do. Because the weeping and the wailing was hardly creating faith. It was all gloom and doom. Now, we don't want to belittle those who were genuinely sad. I'm sure some of the people were of that nature. But we also know that in that day and age, the possibility of almost professional mourners turning up was great. Jesus had his hand-picked men. He handles the situation with tremendous sensitivity, and the little girl is raised. As you contemplate situations of ministry, just think about, why am I going? How will I handle this? How will I be sensitive to those I want to minister to? And let's also have a sense of who can be involved, who's ready to be involved and come alongside us. May God help you and bless you. Amen.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.